bad radio.
Me mechanic not speak English, but he know what me mean when me say car no go, and we best friends. So me think, why waste time say lot word when few word do trick?
Kevin, I appreciate what you're trying to do.
Thank.
Here, we have a word code, the same way we have a dress code. And what we're talking about is basically the speech equivalent to just wearing underpants. Sometimes words you know need use, but need for talk.
But save time, more success.
Does it save time though? Because we've been here for about an hour.
No me fault.
Kevin, at most you're saving a microscopic amount of time.
Many small time make big time.
What are you going to do with all this time?
See world.
Kevin, you can't possibly save enough time to see the world.
Kevin, are you saying see the world or sea world?
Sea world. Oceans. Fish. Jump.
Okay.
China.
No, see? Right there. That's the problem with your method, because I still don't know if you're saying sea world or see the world, and it's taking a lot of time to explain it.
Fine. I'll talk normally. When me president, they see. They see.
So this was a Bob retweet, 10 a.m. Saturday morning, and the tweet was from Newey Scruggs, which said, "I watching the Arsenal game." So Bob retweeted it and then did the, you add your little comment at the end.
What did he add?
He wrote, "I too."
That's a jerk, man. What a horrible move.
P1 Nick added on, "I not watching Arsenal game. I go too late."
Now it's full Tarzan. Frankenstein.
Newey replies, "Don't drown."
Oh,
wow.
Whoa.
Now it's getting serious.
P1 Nick replies, "Thank. I wear life jacket."
Number one!
Newey now clearly irked.
He is in absolute panic mode now.
Hier ist Maxi Kleber und ich höre nie der... See, you can't translate. I never listen to the Dan and Bob show.
Maybe it can't be said.
I didn't know you were going to yell at me about this.
No, I'm not yelling, but I got to think how you would translate. And I never listened to the Bob and Dan show.
Dirk did it.
What did he say?
Whoa.
Or not.
But.
Hey, pressure.
Yeah, Dirk scored 40,000 points, too, so.
Yeah, 40, this is Maxi Kleber.
Sorry.
Let him go, please. Go.
Yeah.
Now you're yelling at him.
Yeah, I don't know. It's weird to translate that.
All right.
He's a purist.
He wants to make sure it's
well,
right.
Let's save something for your second visit.
What do you mean?
I mean, when we have you back, you can practice between
I'm going to... Yeah, I'm going to say, like, "Here's Maxi Kleber, und eigentlich höre ich nie bei der Bob and Dan Show zu." Yeah. That's what I would say.
You know, again, Maxi, you could say whatever you
we're
want
not gonna
in
know.
German.
Whatever.
Just like you could say, "This is Maxi Kleber and I'm going to the store tomorrow," and we'll never know.
I could say, "This is Maxi Kleber und alles, was ich sage, erfinde ich gerade eigentlich und ich lese gar nicht vor, was hier draufsteht und ich schaue nie bei der Bob and Dan Show Sports Radio 1310 the ticket zu."
Did you just say a lot of profanity?
I don't know what that word is for.
Swear words. Bad words. Okay.
No, I would never do that.
Okay, but you could have. Save that for next time, too.
I will.
The following takes place between 12 p.m. and 3 p.m.
Basically, I just want to hang with your daughter.
Right about now, Sports Radio 1310 The Ticket presents the Bob and Dan Radio Show. Today, our very own padded first look at the Patriots, a team that I remind you has professional football players too. Luca fan club founding board member and New York Times scribe Mark Stein, and impeachment coverage from Joel Klatt. Also, what is a minor? Julie Dobbs, Jacob Camp, and R.I.P. Donovan, and now to guys who are just some radio dudes playing radio dudes disguised as some other radio dudes. Bob Sturman, name it up.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. It is Wednesday, November 20th, 2019. It's Bob Dan Radio Show live today in our studio for this episode 5024. Shut it.
Yeah.
Here we go. Hi, Dan.
Hey, man, how's it going?
How'd movie night go?
Movie night was a tremendous success.
Good.
Now, later we will review movie.
Great success.
But last night at the Alamo Drafthouse Cinema, the North Richland Hills location, first of all, the Alamo is awesome. And I'm really happy we started our love affair this year. Because I would go there anyway as my theater of choice. But now I have this power where I can just tell Jordan, hey, we're looking to do this movie. And he's like, okay, let's do it. Like, he'll do whatever we want, dude.
That's
you
awesome.
Want to do a watch an old Packer game or an old Cowboy? Let's host the game someday where Garrett beat the Packers.
Okay.
Like, he'll do it. They'll do anything we want. And they're so cool. And this one was a Jake picked this movie, Tropic Thunder, and it was hilarious.
Was he cool about it, or was he pushing you up against the wall?
You know, both.
Okay.
Right? He kind of a bit forceful, but then you kind of like it. I like that force that Jake uses. Because he knows the line. You know, he knows the safe word. And anyway, it was a lot of laugh out loud. So I know you watched it at home, but in a theater, it was really cool. We had Cash and Mike, the Soroy twins, were right there. They have not yet been separated by the surgeon.
Right.
So they were there between Jake and I
to try to save them.
And they were rolling. It was just a lot of fun. Oh, darn it. I left it in the car. You know, P1
you
Taren?
You left Cash in the car?
No. You know P1 Taren? Yep. Anyway, I've had a couple of good P1s at different times bring me different things. Like, someone brought me a nice Hawaiian shirt, one of our movies.
Taren's bringing you a lot of gifts.
She's...
That wasn't Taren. Somebody else did, but known Taren...
We brought you some cookies.
Good gift giver. Brought a sweatshirt. And it is brown.
Okay.
And it has an orange number ironed on it. The number 69.
Wow.
Which...
the meta in that.
So she's trying to channel your mom, who for a Christmas gift one year, you wanted a James Lofton jersey. She thought, wow, those things are pretty expensive. What if I buy a green sweatshirt?
If I made him one, would he even know?
And I just ironed on the number that James Lofton wore, 85?
80.
80. And then gave that to you. And boy, his eyes will sure light up when he opens this on Christmas morning. And I think I know you well enough to probably know that you were very disappointed inside, but probably didn't show it to your sweet mom.
No. Wonderful. I felt very torn inside because your mom is super sweet, but yet you know your friends will make fun of you if you show your face in public wearing this thing. So how am I going to get out of this mess? But I can't let mom know, and I can't let my friends know that my mom knows that my friends know, and, you know, round and round. Very, very...
But you allowed yourself to be photographed in it, and we all enjoy that today.
Yes.
To this day.
Figuring there was no way back then...
Young Bob.
For a still photo with my grandpa and my sister and brother to actually make it to my friends, because back then...
That was your grandpa or your dad?
That's my grandpa.
Oh, wow. I was looking at that thinking it was your dad.
No.
I got to refine that photo and tweet it.
Grandpa, who still hasn't lost a single hair on his head. And
that bastard.
Still pretty healthy despite being a World War II vet and everything. He's a...
Don't you hate dudes?
He's got longevity.
I'm now feeling what you've been feeling for years, But I hate guys that are clearly my age or older with awesome hair. I'm like, why? So why do you deserve that?
The weird thing about it, though, I don't think they appreciate it.
No. Because I didn't appreciate it when you were complaining about hair and I was 40. And you were like, I've been bald since I was 28. I'm like, yeah, whatever, dude.
Yeah.
Who cares? No one cares. But now when you... I never looked at anyone's hair until I started losing my own. And then now I'm staring at every guy.
I think like Cinderella once told us, you don't know what you got till it's gone.
Who told us that?
Wasn't that Cinderella?
I don't know. It doesn't...
I think that was the Counting Crows.
No. I think Cinderella.
I don't remember Cinderella saying that, but I haven't seen Cinderella in a while.
Cinderella...
Wait a minute.
Is the slipper
she
one?
She thinks you're talking about a Disney movie.
Cinderella the band.
What about Spinderella?
Okay.
That's Cinderella, right? Am I nuts?
Dude, I am just now learning there's a band called Cinderella because I thought about to have to walk through. Is
yeah,
that the one
too.
With the
who doesn't
the
know about
tiny
late
people that hang out with her? But that's Snow White.
Who doesn't know your late 80s metal? How am I the late 80s metal expert on this show? How does it fall to me?
I thought it was that. Na, na,
na, na, na, because you're.
It's na, 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 not going to be us. We were like three or four.
That's not a metal song at all.
Because
that's the one I remember.
You're also a wrestling guy on the show. So
Fire it up, Mino. You can find this.
Hey, not to be one up guy, Dan.
Do we have that in there?
Find that in there.
It's absolutely in there.
What do you want to do?
The gift that Taryn once brought me was it's called Pimple Pete. Which is like a game presented by Dr. Pimple Popper where you pop pimples on a
It's lunchtime.
Oh, God. Make it big.
She brought me Dr. Pimple Popper.
Pimples exist at all times,
once.
Bob.
And you pop little pimples on Pete's face.
But nobody wants
people
to do
people can eat
that.
At 2 o'clock. You think you can say that at 2 o'clock? What if somebody's eating then? You don't care about them?
Just saying, Jake set up the lunchtime meal to hit right now.
It's Jake's rules.
Don't throw out pimple content when everyone's got their... chicken sandwich on their lunch tray. Can't do that.
Or maybe their little...
So anyway, here's Cinderella.
Mashed potatoes. Something that looks like a pimple. Is there any food that looks like a pimple that you eat?
Yeah, sometimes those little, like on pizza when the dough will have like a little bubble,
yeah.
You know, which incidentally...
I like the bubble piece.
I've told TC this story before, but when we were kids, I told my brother that those would give you cancer. Just to see him leave all the crust bubbles on his plate every time. Little dummy.
Why are we mean to little brothers?
Because it's easy.
Were you? Your brother's little, right?
Yeah.
Were you mean?
Yeah.
Of course you are.
I used to trade my brother nickels for dimes because nickels were bigger.
Right.
So I told him, look, don't you want the bigger coins? And he did.
And... between my two sons.
Idiot.
One whose name is, ironically, Brett.
Huh.
It's not you don't have to teach him that. You don't have to teach a young male to understand that the only way through life is to bully the weaker.
Well, it's your first taste of power.
Yeah,
I mean,
right.
I've been a subordinate up to this point, and now I have this little thing here that... when they're not looking, I can not only physically knock around, let's make it a psychological game, too.
Totally.
So you're the mall cop.
For sure.
This is your only place in the world that you have any power is over this little thing.
Yeah.
All right. That makes sense.
It's unbelievable, Dan. It's like seeing survival of the fittest play out right before your very eyes. It's just... and you know what? The refs are always watching the older brother. Like, we know that when they both claim... that it's not their fault this time. We know the older brother's lying because he can't help himself. The younger brother is absolutely always the victim. Was there ever a time where he was actually in the wrong?
Oh, no.
Right.
No, probably not.
The only time he was in the wrong was whenever he didn't know how to play the mind game where they would ask him what happened, say they already knew, and I'm like in the background like, they don't know.
Yeah.
They don't know. Don't say it. And he would just give up the whole bag right there.
Although I do know my younger daughter...
that's the only play she has.
...is an instigator and will instigate to the point where the older daughter will physically hurt her and then...
then she's in trouble.
But the parents, we kind of know and we kind of say, you've been bringing this upon yourself.
Right. It's like the flop rule in soccer.
Probably the first few times we fell for it. But now we, and now the older daughter knows she could probably get a little more physical than she should earlier in the altercation, because we now think, oh, that one must have instigated it. So, like, it's this circle thing that, like, she's got herself in this thing, but.
Yeah.
Yeah. If you get more fouls called against you, you look at yourself, you know?
Right.
Who is it? Perfect? Perfect is all upset. He got suspended for the whole season for that hit.
Well, it's our first.
Or look at what you've done.
I think it's the first time you've dipped into the Vontez Perfect references. That's awesome.
You know,
your references are out of control. Everyone knows that.
Some of them, you kind of hold them in the weeds, and they
this is the 12-10,
emerge like a sniper.
This is the 12-10 with the Cinderella Vontez Perfect daily double. So there you go.
Don't forget the pimple.
And
the 69 jersey.
There's a lot there.
It's hilarious.
It is hilarious. I'm not sure how often I'm going to get a chance to wear that.
Jake, did you hear Julie in the mix? Imagine being a mermaid.
No, it was a fish. Mermaid would be cooler, but I didn't pick that as my animal because it's not real.
Boy.
I would rather be a mermaid if given the choice.
We need to review that at some point very soon.
Would you? Because I feel like the inherent tension of being a mermaid, you're like always...
What's a mermaid wear for a bra?
You're worried that you're not...
Well, that's
coconuts?
The point.
Shells.
But if you're a fish, you just live your fish life. Yeah. No, I was big attracted to Ariel as a kid.
She's gorgeous.
Yeah, she was top... notch.
A gorgeous mermaid.
Yeah.
She really is. She's the best.
All right.
Her dad wasn't bad looking either. He was a...
King Triton?
Yeah, he was a powerful looking man.
He was okay. Kind of old.
King
I'd go for
Trident.
Eric if I got to pick. Prince Eric.
Something tells me that we would all lose in Disney trivia to Julie.
Oh, I'd be
and
up
maybe
there,
maybe Jake.
Buddy.
Sounds like Jake is...
I would watch the girly ones, although earlier I didn't know the difference between Cinderella and Snow White, so maybe not all the girly ones.
Well, Cinderella's the band.
Yeah.
That's how
I
you can tell
them
apart.
I would lose in 80s band trivia for sure.
You know your rat from your poison from your white lion, if you can. All right. It's at 1229 at
Who
Sports
did
Radio.
Come on, feel the noise.
That's quite right. Yeah. 1229 Sports Radio, 1310 the ticket.
Oh, he's spelled in a weird way.
And that's why you were obsessed with it, right?
I don't know that I was obsessed with it, but certainly...
Well, why were you obsessed with Prodigy?
You could actually write that down and then...
we could go
like,
right through the Rolodex. That's awesome. Because you were definitely into
that.
What did
Prodigy have?
You know what they had.
Is that the Smack My Bitch Up song?
Yes. And you know which countries in Africa you were always attracted to and spinning the globe.
Man, you're painting me with a very cruel brush here.
I've seen your playbook. I've had one coordinator my entire time with this team. All right, it's 1229. Let's talk Cowboys and Patriots.